much like what had been found experimentally. Gell-Mann borrowed a term from Buddhism and called this symmetry principle the Eightfold Way, because the better-known particles fell into families with eight members, like the neutron, proton, and their six siblings. Not all families were then complete. A new particle was needed to complete a family of 10 particles that are similar to neutrons and protons and hyperons, but have 3 times higher spin. It was one of the great successes of the new SU3 symmetry that this predicted particle was subsequently discovered in 1964 at Brookhaven and turned out to have the mass estimated by Gell-Mann. Yet this group theory that turned out to be so relevant to physics had been invented by mathematicians for reasons that were strictly internal to mathematics. Group theory was initiated in the early 19th century by Évariste Galois in his proof that there are no general formulas for the solution of certain algebraic equations, equations that involve fifth or higher powers of the unknown quantity. Neither Galois nor Li nor Cartan had any idea of the sort of application that group theory would have in physics. It is very strange that mathematicians are led by their sense of mathematical beauty to develop formal structures that physicists only later find useful, even where the mathematician had no such goal in mind. A well-known essay by the physicist Eugene Wigner refers to this phenomenon as the unreasonable effectiveness of mathematics. Physicists generally find the ability of mathematicians to anticipate the mathematics needed in the theories of physicists quite uncanny. It is as if Neil Armstrong, in 1969, when he first set foot on the surface of the moon, had found in the lunar dust the footsteps of Jules Verne. Where then does a physicist get a sense of beauty that helps not only in discovering theories of the real world, but even in judging the validity of physical theories, sometimes in the teeth of contrary experimental evidence? And how does a mathematician's sense of beauty lead to structures that are valuable decades or centuries later to physicists, even though the mathematician may have no interest in physical applications? There seem to me to be 3 plausible explanations, 2 of them applicable throughout much of science, and the 3rd limited to the most fundamental areas of physics. The first explanation is that the universe itself acts on us as a random, inefficient, and yet in the long run effective teaching machine. Just as through an infinite series of accidental events, atoms of carbon and nitrogen and oxygen and hydrogen joined together to form primitive forms of life that later evolved into protozoa and fishes and people, in the same manner, our way of looking at the universe has gradually evolved through a natural selection of ideas.